When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, and welcome to the End in Mind podcast. I'm your host, Caitlin, the owner of Meraki Media Management. The End in Mind is a place where we come to share stories, tips, and strategies of many entrepreneurs, creatives, business owners, and just some people that aren't willing to live the traditional lifestyle. We talk about how to live outside of the box today and how to incorporate what really is important in your life to keep that end goal always in mind. Again, if you would like to reach out to me in any type of way, you can find me on Instagram at Meraki_media_management. And I hope to hear from you all soon. Thanks so much and enjoy our show. Everybody, welcome back to the End in Mind podcast. I'm your host, Caitlin, and I'm really excited about today's guest. Thank you so much for being here, Ashley. And for our listeners, we actually connected through a mutual friend and a team member of mine who is actually one of Ashley's clients. So I love the work that you do. And do you mind just kind of priming us with a little bit more about what you do and who you are?
Yeah. Hi, I'm so grateful to be here. I just love getting to connect with other women in really intentional spaces like this. I'm Ashley Strong Smith. I am someone who is passionately in love with life and living the most authentic, intentional, just honest, fun, room for spontaneous, like joyful life. And so I have the insane honor of doing that professionally as an intentional living coach. I get to do that within my own family. My daughter is still in preschool and just goes 3 days a week. My husband is a paramedic firefighter. We live in the mountains, so at a really high altitude and elevation for Southern California. And we have a lifestyle that is very not traditional. Sometimes I'm like, we probably look a little insane to the outside world, but in the best of ways, because our intention honestly is to create the most incredible, tangible, just aligned experiences, not just for this present moment, but for the foundation of our daughter's upbringing. So I just feel so blessed to live in this expression.
That's beautiful. And thank you so much for taking time out of your day, but also sharing a little bit more about your lifestyle and how you apply like the work that you do to your personal life as well. I find a lot of people in our space are hesitant, you know, to be vulnerable. And when you and I first met, that was one of my favorite things about you. I'm also very open and vulnerable. Like even when I'm going through something on the podcast, like the listeners tend to know first. So can you talk to us a little bit more about that level of vulnerability that you've been able to accomplish and you know, how you're able to lead that space for your clients as well?
Yeah, I think that is such a beautiful question. And I also just really honor you for showing up in such a vulnerable way, because the impact isn't just for you in your life, or even just the single listener that is listening to the podcast in that moment, but it trickles to every single other person that comes into contact with that person. And it's this incredible like spider web of a ripple effect of just honesty and positivity and the rawness of the human experience. And that is something that I am so deeply enamored by, I'm inspired by, is we are in this human experience, although on our own paths, at our own timelines, like we are in this together. It is incredible when we slow down and look at the parallels or the interconnections, or like something that blows my mind is like, I think initially it was like a 7-degree separation, or like, you know, like you're 7 degrees away from a person. But as I've gotten older, I'm like, I was telling even my husband the other night, there's a few people who are in my sphere who in my world are quote unquote famous or celebrities or like higher up there. And I'm like, I'm literally one person away from them. And it is fascinating how interconnected we really are. We really all are. And why I share that is because it's in this interconnection, it's in this humanness where I have felt and truly believe that like a true sense of belonging and purpose is felt and understood. It's like in conversation, we're seen. In conversation, we're heard. And in that seeing and that hearing, I feel like there is such a beautiful sense of belonging. And the root of all of that, I think, comes from a few things. I think not only is it the vulnerability, which is such a, I think, a gift in this world, because vulnerability takes a lot to get to that point. But what comes before that vulnerability is this intentionality and this awareness of who we are, this awareness of how we vibrate and live and function in this world, this awareness of what we want to do, what our purpose is, and then the intentionality to then act on that awareness, to create these small intentional decisions that enable us to get to this point of being like, you know what? Vulnerability is a value of mine. Vulnerability is a way that like I am able to comfortably be in this world. And I align with that so deeply. And I've embodied that in my very own life, because the more vulnerable that I am, the deeper the human connection and experience has been able to go in my life. For me personally, like my biggest changes and transformations happened in the moments where I didn't feel alone, where I expressed myself in this human experience that sometimes feels so big and so confusing and so lonely. And like, what are we actually all doing? To then bring it into a present moment to be like, okay, like I'm not crazy. Okay. These ideas are actually like really inspiring or really motivating. They're not like, oh my gosh, she's gone off the deep end, which are the difference between how I feel and think now versus how I used to think. And so something that I do in my work specifically is one of my biggest pillars and intentions in the work that I do is create a very safe space for myself and the women involved, whether I'm doing one-on-one, whether I'm hosting a workshop, whether I'm doing group coaching, of like setting the scene. I always start everything that I do with a centering and a guided meditation to bring everyone into the space together. And from there, just really honoring each and every one of us, regardless of where we're at or how far along we are on our journey. Where we are in this moment has taken so much courage to allow ourselves to be here, to allow ourselves to commit and to show up. And so just taking a moment to honor that and like acknowledge ourselves for being like, this is who we are, you know, like this is who I am. That acknowledgement of the humanness in that very moment is what creates a very safe environment that not only allows myself to be vulnerable, but then the other women within my space to be very vulnerable.
Wow. Everything that you said is just really like resonating with me. And I think the way that you explain this sense of safety is so difficult for me to put into words. So I just want to thank you for doing that and sharing the value of safety that I think a lot of people in our world are not as in tune or not clear on how to create that type of safety. So even in my own personal life, you know, it's hard to find that sometimes in interpersonal relationships, let alone business relationships. What you're describing is so beautiful. It's like, I feel the same way about my clients. They're my people. They're, you know, at every single step, they're following what their heart's telling them to do. And yes, it might get a little confusing, as we all know along the way. And I think you talked about that moment of unclarity, you know, of where am I going? What am I doing? Why am I even here? Like, what is the point? And my listeners feel the exact same way most of the time they find this show when they're in that moment. So maybe you could speak a little bit more to that emotion as well. And I love how you explain the vulnerability aspect. Maybe that also lends back to like some of the grounding that needs to occur.
Yeah.
feeling that experience.
Yeah, I love that reflection. And I think the thing that I heard so deeply in that are a few things. Creating the space and time. First, I'm just going to start with time. It is this love-hate relationship. It's like we want it and we want it now, but like the truth is it takes so much time, and time heals things and time hurts things. But time is such a beautiful, what I'm feeling like the message I keep hearing so loudly is like, it's a gift. Time, when you're in that moment, the more intentional time that you can create for and by yourself is one of the things that I recommend to any woman listening who's in that place of going through a transition, who is in that curiosity or is like, what is my purpose? What am I doing? What is all this for? The first thing is like, the truth is, I know how full and busy our lives are, but the truth is, and I remember when I first shared this years ago in my coaching business, I got a lot of backlash because it's one of those things where it's like, but you have the time. Every single one of us has the time. It's what we choose to do with that time. It's what we choose, and it's like, it's what we commit to with that time. And I share this not to be rude by any means, but to just be honest of like, it is so easy to be like, oh, I'll do that when, or, oh, maybe I'll have more time when, or whatever the excuse is, or whatever the like thing that we think is more important than that time. But the truth is, especially if we're in a place of wondering and questioning and confusion, the biggest gift and the most supportive thing that we can do for ourselves is give ourselves time. Time to be with ourselves. And what to do with this time when you're with yourself is something that I've coined as my heart-centered foundation, your heart-centered foundation, each and every one of the women listening to this, their heart-centered foundation. So ultimately, what this heart-centered foundation is, what are your values? So what are these things that you like value about life? For me, I like vulnerability. I value vulnerability. I value safety. I value honesty. I value amazing conversations. Then what are these things that you value about life? So values are a little bit more, think of them as kind of like adjectives or just like a one word expression. Whereas the things that you value about life, think of those more as the experiences. One of the things that I absolutely value about life is spending time in nature, having slow mornings, getting to read my book and drink my coffee on my balcony. So those are experiences. Then moving on, what are the things that you love? Like just the things that like make your heart so happy and a little bit giddy and like, oh, you like ooh and awe over, you know, it's like not just like think of this as like your nouns, your persons, places, or things. What do you love? Moving forward, what are things that you are curious about? Like these things that when you hear it, that you're like, oh, I want to know more about that. Or like, oh, I actually would love to know how to be more sustainable. Moving on. So values, value about life, love, what are you curious? Then moving on to, you can say this question two ways. What inspires you or what lights you up? What are these things that like when you get to do, it ignites a part of your soul, like something in you comes alive. And then the last question with this is, what does success mean to you? And I know that that question is very different than the five other ones, but the truth is, if we don't understand and really connect to the why behind what we're doing all of this for, and a lot of us are striving for some variation of success, whatever that looks like to us. If we're not clear on what that looks like to us, then how are we going to know where we're driving this ship? And so that was like the success factor is so big to me because when I first became an entrepreneur almost a decade ago, oh, my definition of success was like, how much money can I make? How many awards can I get? Like how big can I make these numbers? You know, now as I sit a decade later as a mom to an almost 5-year-old, as a fire wife, as a business owner, as like someone who like is insanely obsessed with like her home and where I live, my definition of success is like, how can I work enough to really support my clients and do these things that I love and literally only have my daughter go to school 3 days a week. And the rest of the time are just free family days. Like that in this moment is my definition of success. And so I invite every single one of you listening to spend some time, get a pen, get a notebook. If typing works better for you, I know sometimes I can't keep up with my writing when I actually write. Really reflect on those questions. What are your values? What do you value about life? What do you love? What are you curious about? What inspires you or lights you up? And what does success mean to you? And as you spend time with these, you'll start to see these commonalities, which I call your common denominators. You'll see repeats of like similar things or patterns in these areas. Those are the things that you start to invite into your life. Those are the things that you start to schedule in more time for. Those are the things that instead of doing what you think you should do or what you're supposed to, those are the things where it's like, actually, you know what? Like, I just want to sit outside under the sun with my book. Like, that's all I want to do. Give yourself the permission to do it.
It's just amazing. It's so good. Like, I hope everyone is writing down these questions. This is the perfect way to even start your morning, you know, like dive in. And I love this because this is getting real. Like, what's underneath the surface, as you mentioned too. And what is success? Like, a lot of people find this podcast based off of wanting to grow their finances. But I like to say when they spend a few days with us, hopefully, that starts to change. Like, money isn't everything. And we see a lot of different things arise as we are gaining or leveling up, I like to say. That may come financially, but it may also just come mentally or, like you said, time-wise in these amazing experiences of life and reconnecting with who we are at that core. Like, I remember when I started reflecting on this, and I want to share this with some of the listeners too, because they may have this experience. I realized how much time I spent out in nature when I was younger and how much I loved it, you know, and I love that you said that that was one of your love list things. Yeah. Well, and yeah. It's like, why am I working behind the computer all the time? You know, previously then I was probably working 12 hours a day, like looking at a screen and totally depriving myself from that. And it is like a form of abuse and neglect really of yourself and your desires and what you want. And, you know, if you're able to look at it like that, it helped me change, I think, a little bit faster.
Yeah. Know? Well, and what I hear in that is and I think it's beautiful. I like hear you for expressing it in that way. But what I hear is like, it's a dishonoring of your truth.
Yes.
It is a, like the word that I'm hearing, which I'm actually surprised. It's like, it's a submission of that inner voice and of that. Like, I truly believe that no matter where we are on a spiritual spectrum, a religious spectrum, like whatever it is, I truly believe that every single one of us has the ability to tap into our inner wisdom, our inner truth. A lot of people call it intuition. And the more that we deny ourselves of these things that are why I call it the heart-centered foundation, these things that really make us at the core, the less aligned of a life that we will ultimately live. And that is why I truly believe that there are so many people that are lost or confused or unhappy or whatever word is that a person uses to associate with where they're at. But also too, I feel in the same breath called to share that like you are not alone in this experience. Like the woman listening who is like, I'm there right now, like you are not alone. And I think that is why there is such a surge happening right now in our generation and in this time of so many tools and resources and personal growth and development and self-help and expansion, is because there is this awareness of like, we are not the previous generation's patterns and stories. Like we are such a different and new breed of human beings where following our creativity and our love and our passions is such a, like, it's almost a necessity of living these days. And so if you just, I guess what I'm ultimately trying to say is just give yourself permission for not knowing exactly what you want or where you're at or what your purpose is in this moment. And just knowing that it is an evolution. We learn what we want by experiencing what we don't want. So just give yourself grace and permission. And the beautiful thing is like finding this podcast as a resource for me is such an intentional and integral action towards creating that awareness and the foundation to ultimately start living in a more supportive, expansive way of being.
Yeah. And I just want to also mention what you said at the beginning about time. Allowing that space and time to evolve is your time aspect, you know, that allowing this space and time. And what I say to a lot of my clients, I'm sure you say this as well, like when we first start working together, they want solutions, right? Like they just want it all up front. And I always say, we have to slow down to speed up. You know, a lot of it is really about like what you mentioned, finding the inner truth, because we are programmed or trained, you know, throughout our lives to kind of cancel that out. And it's unfortunate just because of the generations before us, I don't think had the knowledge that we have today. So there's a lot of like amazing opportunity that comes with this education as well for people listening, but also for myself, like realizing that this is a privilege that I have this opportunity. And if I can do it, amazing. And, you know, if I can, at least I tried. Like, that's what I always told myself. So, yeah, I would love to just hear your thoughts on that.
Yeah. Well, what I heard is years ago, I'll never forget. So I hadn't known who Steve Harvey was at the time that I had been exposed to this, but I was heavy in the photography world. So I used to have a photography business and I got, you find yourself in little niches sometimes. And I had gotten into a space where I was doing a bunch of photography for coaches, which is ironic because it's what the world that I'm in now. But I'll never forget being at a workshop doing photography and the woman puts on this clip by Steve Harvey. And what it was ultimately, so Steve Harvey at the time when she shared the clip, it was from Family Feud. I don't know if it's still happening. I don't watch like traditional TV and we've got like a few apps. But it was an interlude that he had shared with his audience in between while they were changing the sets. And it was one of those moments in my life that was a before and after moment. Because for the first time, I was like, you know, it was one of those moments where I was like, wait, what? Like someone else feels like this and thinks like this. And I've never heard it described like this. And what he ultimately said is every single one of us were put on this earth with a gift. And it's what we do with this gift that matters. And, you know, he's like, you'll put your parachute on and you'll jump off and you will soar with that gift. Yes, your parachute may open and you may be like soaring through life with that gift, or your parachute fails to open and you fall and you hit rocks and you get scraped knees. But like, ultimately, you keep getting back up and keep tapping deeper into that gift and sharing it with the world. And it's one of the most powerful, like 6-minute YouTube videos that I've like ever watched because it became the anthem of my life. And I share this in this moment because the truth is the scariest and the hardest part is taking action. Is taking intentional action towards these gifts or these things that we feel within us that may not make sense in the outside world. But the most beautiful thing is as we take one step, it will illuminate the next step. And then that step will illuminate the next and the next and the next. So I don't know if this answers your question, but ultimately, like, I just invite the woman listening to get very curious of like, what is that gift? What is that thing? And what could be just the first step Because like, I laugh all the time. I'm like, one of my things that I geek out about is like how to support women with creating a roadmap of like, okay, they've got this vision, they've got this dream, they know where they want to go. Let's create a roadmap. And it's like, we can create a roadmap all day, and we do. But is that roadmap going to be executed in that exact step-by-step order and that exact timing? The truth is absolutely not. I would love to say, oh yeah, I can like create these plans that are like seamless and they work out perfectly, but that is not how life works. But why the work is so integral and why it's so important to create a roadmap, even if you only follow the very first step, is because it creates the accountability and the ability to take that first step. Because once you take one step, momentum breeds momentum. Then you take another, and then you take another, and then you learn a little bit of like what you really like. And then you take another and you learn a lot of bit of what you don't like. And then you take another and you realize like, okay, actually I need to take three steps back because this is not the direction that I thought I wanted. And then you go a little bit to the right, but you've got to start from one point. I don't know if that answered your question.
It's perfect. I'm like, to all my clients listening, turn this part up. Like, rewind 5 minutes ago and re-listen, because this is what the world needs to hear. That message right there. What you described is literal laws of physics. Like, I've been taking some of these like universal laws or like theories, I guess, and applying them to some of the podcasts, because I think it tangibly can take some of these like ideas of manifesting for our listeners and put it into play, where it's like, okay, this is actually scientifically proven. You know, the universe is expanding for a reason, because we're expanding, you know, it's directly correlated. And what you described is so perfect, because if you don't take the first step, how will you know what comes next? Like, of course you won't know. And when we give our power away to a coach or to a mentor, even to our family members, for thinking that they have it all figured out, we get lost, you know? And I'm speaking from experience. It happens to everybody. And if you have experienced that, you know, lead with grace, forgive whatever occurred, because it was part of your journey that led you here. And now, if you can take inspired, aligned action, honestly, you'll get there a lot faster. You know, is what I love that you explained too. It does happen a lot faster when you can just follow what you want, you know, and what you desire.
Well, and I'm just feeling called to share between the conversation about vulnerability, and then the conversation about time, and then the conversation about creating, I think you called it inspired intentional action, is I sit in a place right now where I am literally living it in this very moment. When this airs, it will be out in the world, but I have gone through this process of communicating and living a brand for the last 2 years that I have been completely just fascinated by and enamored with, and was inspired very much by my own life experience to bring out into the world. But with time, with being vulnerable, with taking that one step into the direction of my business 2 years ago, with inspired, aligned, intentional action, I think I messed up the order of that, I now sit in a place where I am in full connection to an awareness that the knots in which my boat has been sailing on the water needed to change just a few degrees in order to better support and align myself with the messages that I'm sharing. Had I not given myself the time, had I not connected with my heart-centered values, had I not taken the first step, had I not spent the last 2 years really sitting with this and moving through this, I wouldn't be where I am today in full confidence and knowing that it is time to rebrand although I am still doing the same thing, to call it something different, because what I've been calling it feels so disconnected from what it really is.
And it's all timing. Like, you know what your audience and yourself is desiring. Like, that's what's so cool, I think, about the work you do. And I would love to know your thoughts on this as well, as our clients become that extension, as you mentioned, that spillover effect of the listeners and people that engage. It's that collection. It's that spider web that you mentioned, where it's like, okay, then sometimes my client says something to me and I'm like, wow, I needed to hear that today. You know, maybe that was a great reflection for me. And I thank them on the calls, you know, because this is like a reciprocity. It's all about improving one another. And I just want to commend you for leaning into this shift. And I know sometimes with branding adjustments, like for myself, I would second guess. And now everything I decide, and I'm sure I know you feel the same way, it's like, oh no, this is right. And everyone else will just get on board because they'll fall in love with it anyway. You know, it just feels right.
Well, there's a few things I wanted to say. Like, I think you called it reciprocity. And I think, like, for me, I call it co-creation. Like, I do call myself a coach and I do hold space for other women. But am I coaching them in a sense where I'm like telling them what to do or like giving them advice? Absolutely not. Like, it is a co-creation. I have created a very, very safe space through guided meditations, through centering, through a bunch of vulnerability, through honesty, through like really asking raw, deep questions. We are able to co-create in the fact that like, they reflect where they're at in life in this moment. I've got a gift of knowing, being able to infuse that into my being, and then literally asking them a question that is going to move them that much deeper into the human experience, and like firstly into themselves to then be out in the world in the human experience. And it's this incredible exchange when you're in this space. So I love what you said about the reciprocity. That always takes me a little bit to get that word out. There was one last thing that you had said, a second part to that question that I wanted to touch base on. And now I got sidetracked thinking about how amazing my clients are in the co-creation process.
No, that was perfect. I love the co-creation as well, because that is what it feels like, especially when you described your work. And I love that so much. Is there anything else that you can tell us about upcoming offers or programs and ways that you're working with your clients and where you can get in touch with you as well?
Yeah, you're so sweet for asking. So as I mentioned, I'm rebranding, but everything is still all in the same place. So the first place that you can find me is on Instagram. So at Ashley Strong Smith _. My website has everything on it. So it's ashleystrongsmith.com. That's just the whole like hub and plethora of things. The biggest like name change that is happening is I'm actually rebranding the name of my podcast. So I have a weekly podcast that has been through the lens of courage. It's called the Living Courageously Podcast, or it was called the Living Courageously Podcast. It birthed in October of, 2024? So October of 2022, it was birthed. I'm literally on, I'm in the middle, like the mid 80s of my episode. So it's been around for a bit. And as mentioned, through time, through vulnerability, through heart-centered foundation, through all of that stuff, I realized that the foundational piece of courage and the precursor to courage is intentionality. Because without intentionality and awareness, the ability to take those small daily actions almost gets lost. And so the podcast is now called Living an Intentional Life with Ashley Strong Smith. So if you see branding in any place for the Living Courageously podcast, it is very much the same place. It is similar type of content. I will still be infusing and talking about courage, but with the root and the initiation starting from taking intentional actions and living an intentional life. Because through the years of teaching and coaching, one of the biggest feedbacks, talk about reciprocity, one of the biggest feedbacks that I've received from so many of my clients is courage is this really big thing. It's like, we think that we have to do these bold, like jump out of a plane and quit our job and move to another country and like sell our house and have a baby, or these big monumental moments. But like, The truth is small intentional action every single day compounds to these major, major changes and transformations. And so it's all about, well, how do we take that small intentional action every single day? So you can find it on all places that you find your podcast. And then when you're in my world, I have all kinds of fun stuff, coaching, masterminds, group coaching, retreats, all the things.
Amazing. Well, I know our listeners will all follow you over on Instagram. That's for sure. Definitely checking out your podcast as well. And I love what you said about the intentional action and what courage is, and it can feel so far off. I mean, even for myself at times, it can feel far off. So I relate to that a lot. And yeah, I think even through my own experience, those small steps in areas that I thought that I had to fix or run away from or problem solve literally ended up just working themselves out. And it was one of the best decisions I could make instead of forcing and fixing and like that tension. So for any of our listeners, if you're experiencing that type of emotion, please connect with Ashley. If you all are multitasking, as I know most of you are, send me a DM. I will connect you with Ashley personally as well. So thanks so much, Ashley, for being here.
Oh my gosh, this was such a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for listening to The End in Mind. I would like to remind you all, if you haven't yet reached out to me on Instagram, we are at Meraki_media_management. It will be in our show notes as well. If you would like to reach out to me, we always offer free coaching through Instagram based around our Instagram training and our business Instagram practices. If you need any type of support, please do not hesitate to reach out to me there. And we also offer several different types of consulting and training packages if you're looking for a little bit more in-depth tips. So thank you all for listening in. And of course, I want you all to keep the end in mind as you continue with your day and or work week. Have a great week, and I will see you all next time.